John 10:27, my sheep listen to my voice and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice and they follow me. One of the things as a Christian, when I first got started, I had to understand there's two worlds you live in. You live in the spiritual world and the natural world. Now, I understood, I knew how to live in the natural world, okay? With your senses, I got that part, you know, that see, hear, touch. I understood that part. I got that. And I did, but I didn't know the Lord. When I got saved, I began to understand that there's two worlds. There's that spiritual world, and you have to use your spiritual senses. And so you have to begin to understand and see God in that. Also, I began to understand, too, about the Lord and about my, you know, walking with the Lord, is that he has a job and I have a job. And there are some things that he's supposed to do, and then there's some things that I'm supposed to do. He has his job or he has his part, and I have my part. So, for example, like, the Bible says, and when you understand it, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. The Bible teaches that we're to be servants. All right? I didn't get that at first. I didn't understand it because I was so used to the world. And the way the world did it, I mean, you just did everything. And so I didn't understand that at first. And I used to think, I got it all mixed up. I said, Jesus, here's what I'll do. I'll save people and you serve people. I got it mixed up. And so when I was with Noel and a lot of the young kids, I used to try to save them. Noel will tell you, man, I would have youth meetings and I'd bring the kids in and I'd tell them about Jesus and that you're going to hell and you better get saved. Yes, sir. And I'd make them get saved. Get saved. And I'd go after them. And they'd say, okay. And I'd make them saved. I wouldn't really save them. I was messing them up, really. I can't. That was Jesus' part. I remember it got so bad because I thought I could save kids and so I thought I could fix kids and I was constantly answering their calls and trying to fix everything in their life. I remember I was at a camp with them and I got so worn out, my body just gave out. Just totally gave out. I couldn't even move. It's like I was paralyzed. And God had to deal with me. He said, Van, I saved. You serve. I got my job to do. You got your job to do. Don't step over the line. Get it right. You're my sheep. The Bible teaches that we become his sheep. He's our shepherd. And so you have to get that right. His job, my job. And so God began, over the years, you begin to teach me, begin to show me some things. And so just want to throw this at you real quick, then we're out of here. All right? His job, my job. And God had to teach me, and he's still teaching, still showing me. But I wanted to break it down to you just a little bit. There's a verse that talks about, you might have heard it, it's in Matthew, and it's I think it's verse 10, or chapter 10. And Jesus says, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Now again, when I first got started, I was in that natural understanding, and I came up from a background. My dad was in the military, so he fought, and he fought in the war. He would teach me how to box, and you know, he had boxing gloves and teach me how to fight and get out in the yard and fight people. And I was sports, football, and you go after people here. And so my mindset was, okay, fight, okay. So I got to fight the wolves. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm a sheep, but I'm going to fight them wolves. That was my mindset, thinking I got a job to do and not getting an understanding. Well, just by illustration, just by using the illustration, if you understand sheep ain't got no fangs and they ain't got no claws, you know, and they're not predators. And if you know anything about a wolf can smell a mile away. Wolf got teeth, 40, I think it's 44 teeth, and they're built to crunch bone. It has a teeth pressure, bite pressure, 1,500 pounds per square inch. Your big dogs, your Rottweilers, they bite at 750. A wolf can bite at 150 or 1,500. They can run up to 20 to 40 miles an hour. At 5 miles an hour, they can jog all day long. You can't run away from them. When they eat, they can eat at one sitting 20 pounds of meat. 20 pounds of meat equals to 100 hamburgers. That's a wolf. They can eat you dead, or they can eat you alive. If you still living, they'll be eating you. While you hollering, they eat you. If you dead, they still eat you. It don't matter. That's a wolf. All right? They travel in packs of 2 to 20. They swim at you. You jump in the water, they can swim 8 miles. You can't run from them. You can't outswim them. You can't get away from them. They act. That's a wolf. And they made the kid. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm a sheep. I'm all right. Jesus sent me out here to go get them. And so I used to try to go out there and fight the wolves. Now, I don't know if y'all, any of y'all, now, and again, we're talking spiritual, natural, spiritual. I don't know if any of you tried to fight the wolves. Wolf will tear your butt up. I can tell you, Satan tore my butt up many times. I'm up there thinking I can fight the devil. And God had to teach me, hey, man, I'm the good shepherd. The shepherd fights. The shepherd fights. All I want you to do is follow me. The Lord is my shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. All you got to do is follow me. You don't have to fight. I'm sending you forth. Yes, you're in a world. You're in a world that has wolves all around you. And I'm sending you forth in this world. But you're not alone. I'm with you. I'm your shepherd. I will fight the wolves. I just need you to follow. Stop fighting people. Stop fighting people. Stop fighting with people. Stop fighting the wolves that are out there. There's some people out there, they are cold-blooded, they're nasty, and you know them, you see them. Stop trying to fight them. I didn't send you out there to give them. I sent you here to follow me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm going to give you everything you need. I'm going to lead you beside green pastures. I'm going to lead you beside still waters. I want you to follow me. I don't want you to fight. There's a lot of fighting going on out there. There's a lot of fighting. People going at each other, cutting each other down, beating each other up, hurting each other. In family, with friends, tearing each other apart. And God said, no, I didn't call you to fight. You're my sheep. You hear my voice. I need you to know what your job is. Your job is to follow me. It's not to fight. Does that make sense? You're not here to fight. You weren't made to fight. If I would have made you to fight, I would have gave you fangs. But I did. I made you here to follow. I'm your shepherd. I'm going to take care of you. You don't need to fight anybody. Let it go. Does that make sense? That was the first thing I had to try to get. And I know you got it, and y'all perfect, and y'all have this problem. I had to learn this. God had to teach me, man, my part. Second part. When I got in, when you get around sheep, God has designed sheep to herd, to flock. We're to come together. The church, the body. We're to be one. And he's designed us. We don't want to, we're not supposed to run off. We're supposed to come together. When a wolf howls, he's calling his other wolves. And especially if a sheep is taken off and run out on his own. We're supposed to come together. We're supposed to be a body of believers. And yes, we will bump into each other. And yes, we stink sometimes. And yes, we have problems and issues. But we're supposed to stay together. And the biggest thing in this is when I first got, I had a stretch in my Christian walk where I got it wrong. I started doing God's job, and I tried to get God to do my job. And the way it's set up is God says, Van, I will fix them. You fix you. Van, your job is to fix you. My job is to fix them. And I got it mixed up.
And I used to fix people.
Or at least I thought I was fixing people.
I had my little toolbox called my Bible, and I looked through the scriptures, and then I said, oh, well, I'm going to fix you, because you got problems. And I go right at them, and I said, and the Bible said this, and the Bible said this. Then I look at another one and say, oh, and I see how you would act, and I feel. And the Bible say this, and I would go to another, and I would. You ever see people like that? They gonna fix you with the Word of God. I'm gonna fix you up. I'm gonna straighten you up. And so I would go at people, and I would try to fix them, and I would try to straighten them up. And how do you say it? They wasn't working. People just wouldn't. You know, it was like they was. Why they didn't fix it? And I couldn't get it right, and God was like, Van, you're messing up. That's my job. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to fix you. What's going on inside your life, Van? And since that time, God has been turning me, if you ever pay attention to how I talk, I don't ever talk you down. How you need to get fixed and how you need to get worked on. I talk about me and what needs to work with me. And how God's been working with me. And God had to show me, Van, you got to work on you. There's a whole lot of work. There's a whole lot of work God has to do on me. I tried it on my wife when we first got married. I looked at my wife, I said, ooh, gosh, she needs some work. Boy, and I was going to fix her. I was going to fix her music. I was going to fix her pictures. I was going to fix everything about her. I'll never forget, I was in the bathroom. I was just in the bathroom, and I was getting ready to go fix Jackie about something. I was going to jump on her about something. I don't know what it was. And I was thinking, and then God said, leave her alone. Leave her alone. I fix people. You fix you. And when I started working on me, God, I got a lot of stuff. Now, I know y'all perfect. Y'all don't have stuff. But I have a lot of stuff. It's amazing what you'll find, what you got. I'm finding the best Christians work on themselves. Christians that don't work on themselves, they're trying to fix other people, they're trying to do God's job, they are the worst kind. Worst kind. Don't fix other people, fix you. Does that make sense? Last thing. Jesus talks about he left this flock, or he left 99, and he went to find one. There's some strays out there. There's some sheep out there that are lost. They've gone astray. They've tried to make it on their own. And God sees them, and he's going after them. And he's going to go find them, and he's going to bring them back. And when he brings it back, it's up to me to love him. My part is to love him. His part to find him. My part is to love him. He's going to bring him back. Some of them are going to be sick. Some of them are going to be in prison. Some of them are going to be thirsty. Some of them are going to be hungry. Some of them are going to be naked. They're going to need help. It is my job to use my faith to help them. Now, I used to try to mess God up. God, listen. You give me everything, and you just give me all the money, give me all the stuff, and here's what I'll do. I'll go find them and take care of them. And you do your part, and here's your part, God. You just give me the stuff, and I'll go find them. God said, no. I will bring them to you, and you're going to have to use your faith to bless them, to help them, to encourage them. God already has the faith. God already has the stuff, but it's us. We gotta use our faith. You gotta know what your part is. You gotta know what you're supposed to do. There are people out there that God's gonna bring to you. He's gonna bring to you. He's gonna bring to us. And when he starts to bring them, just be patient. Don't worry, take your time. There's plenty. When God knows what we can have.
You know, at one point I said, God, all right, I'm ready. You just start bringing people out. God said, no, take your time. Be patient. Let me do it. And as I bring them in, you start to have the faith. You start to have the faith to help, to encourage, to lift people up, to bless them, to give, to open your house up. You start to do it. I'm not going to overflood you, but I want you to build your faith up. I'll find them and I'll bring them to you. You ain't got to go through anything. You ain't got to fix it. I'll do that. So get ready. I really believe God's getting ready to start bringing people your way. And he's going to ask you to do it. He's going to ask you, okay, now you start to serve. I'm going to bring them. I'm going to bring them back. I'm going to bring them back to me. I'm going to bring them back into the flock. I'm going to bring them back to Jesus. And I want you to serve them. Get ready to start serving. Jesus saves, we serve. Jesus saves, we serve. When God starts to bring them your way, you start to serve. You're going to need faith to do that. They're going to be broken. They're going to be hurting. They're going to be messed up. They're going to take love. They're going to take patience. You're going to have to be use a lot of grace. You're going to use a lot of mercy. Do you follow? But God's going to do it. That will be his job. He's going to save them. He's going to bring them. But we're going to serve. Does that make sense? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're your sheep. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to do your job, the job that you called us to do. Father, we already know you're going to do your part. Line us up so we'll do our part. It's simple and it's easy, but what is simple is not always easy. So help us to understand and to see it and to comprehend and to walk where we need to walk. Father, I thank you for each person here. Bless them, Father. Encourage them. Lift them up. Help us, Lord, to know who to fight, and when to fight, and when not to fight. Help us to follow you, Father. And Father, help us to work on ourselves. Lord, I thank you for this day. Bless your children. Be with them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, have a good day. Be blessed.